Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus, our Tuesday and Thursday program where we focus on our area nonprofits here who help make sure that Henderson County is a great place to live, not just for some of us, but for all of us. Our guest this morning, finally, after arriving here in June, Captain Phillip and Sherry Stokes with the Salvation Army are joining us. Captain Phillip, Captain Sherry, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us. We're excited.
We are so glad to have you, and we want to say a big thanks to Bill Bricker also for setting this up for us. We've been looking forward to introducing our audience to Captain Phillip and Sherry. You guys joined us with Salvation Army here just this past June. What do you think of Hendersonville?
We love it. We come from eastern North Carolina, so there's not a lot of humidity here, and so it is wonderful.
I feel your pain. I grew up in eastern North Carolina. Where did you come from?
Goldsboro.
From Goldsboro. Oh, I know it well. I know it well. Well, great. We are so glad to have you here in Hendersonville and in Henderson County with our Salvation Army. Let's talk a little bit about Salvation Army. You got some a lot of stuff coming up here as we move into the holidays. And of course, you know, everything is a little different nowadays because of the pandemic. And let me just ask you very quickly before we get into some of the specific things we want to talk about. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's been different and how Salvation Army has been dealing with this?
Yes, we've still been maintaining. We've held our summer day camp. We held a fall virtual learning, but just trying to make sure that all of our staff and all of our clients that are even coming in, that we are wearing proper PPE, we are washing our hands, we're sanitizing our areas. Just trying to make sure that everybody's on top of that so that we can make sure that we're all our healthiest.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Captain.
The need's still there.
Yeah.
And so we haven't stopped serving. And in some cases, the need's definitely a little bit more than it has been in the past, especially with rent, utility assistance, clothing. Well, not clothing, but food as well. Those are some of the big items we're just continually to serve.
Yeah, and you make a great point that not only are those needs still there, but in many cases, because of what we've been dealing with, the needs are even greater than they have been.
Yeah, they've greatly increased. We've seen more than double, I would dare to say triple, the need, especially financial assistance, you know, prevention of homelessness, trying to make sure people are paying their rent and their electricity bills and life-sustaining medication. We have first-timers that are coming in saying, I need help, the first time ever in their life. And that right there is just, it breaks my heart.
You know, this is a common theme, Captain Sherry and Captain Phillip, that we're hearing from the United Way, from so many of our area nonprofits here. They're saying there are people who are showing up at food pantries or drives, pet food drives or whatever, for the very first time ever, saying they need some help and they're embarrassed by it. And there's really nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's exactly right.
There really is nothing, because we have great folks like the Salvation Army here to help. And that's what you're here for. Exactly. So let's talk about some of the upcoming events we want to talk about. You got one coming. We were just talking about Trick or Treat and what local area businesses and neighborhoods are going to be trying to safely have some trick or treat so that kids will have a Halloween. And you've got one coming up this coming Friday.
Yes, sir. We have our Trunk or Treat coming up this Friday from 6 to 7. It's a drive-through event, trying to make sure that everyone is social distancing and everyone will have on gloves and passing out candy, just trying to offer a safe opportunity for kids to get some candy and dress up.
And so that's this coming Friday, and that will be, where will that be located?
At the Salvation Army on 239 Third Avenue East,
okay.
Hendersonville.
All right, your downtown location there. That's this coming Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., right?
That's correct. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Now let's talk about a couple of things that the Salvation Army does every year. And again, just as you said, the need, I'm sure we will see a greater need this year again. You've got your Angel Tree program and your Red Kettle program. Let's start with the Angel Tree program. Tell us what that program is and where you are with it right now.
So Angel Tree is our program that we use to assist families with providing Christmas gifts for their children. Last year we had several hundred children that we helped, and we're expecting this year for that number to increase. We have already held our application days, but we are taking emergency applications from now until November the 20th. And during that time, starting November 1st, we should have our angels ready and available to go to local stores such as Walmart, a couple of banks, and there's also a couple other small businesses that have partnered with us that are willing to take on those angels as well.
Okay, so let's cover both aspects of that. You said you are taking emergency applications right now. That is for families that feel like they need help for Christmas. So if we know of a family that needs this kind of help, how does that application process work?
Yes, so potentially these families have missed other application dates with other agencies in our community as well as with us. So they would need to come in, bring their ID, their birth certificate for their children, and some financial information so that we can make sure that they're in need of assistance and how we can actually help them get out of needing that assistance in the future. So they just bring that in. We'll sit down and do an application with them.
Fantastic. And then the other side of this is the group of folks who are helping support these families through the Angel Tree program. How does that work?
We could not do that without our supporters, our partners, our donors. So they can either donate monetarily, send in a check, or come in and make a donation, and they can say that they specifically want it to go to Angel Tree. They can do that, or they can adopt an angel. So when you see an angel on a tree, you just take one off, you pick one out, and you or your family can go out and purchase gifts specifically for that child, and our distribution will be in December. And it's amazing seeing those families come in, and they've got tears in their eyes, and I wish I could be at every house when they open up their gifts on Christmas morning.
And so when you adopt an angel, you get an idea of the kids or the family and what their wants and or needs are?
Oh, absolutely. It's very specific. Their clothing sizes, their favorite color, what size bike they've asked for, what toys they want, everything.
Wow. And so when does that begin? When can we start adopting angels?
November 1st.
November the 1st. And we have how long to do that?
Until about December the 12th.
Okay. And where will we find these angel trees?
We have got different locations throughout the county, throughout the downtown, actually. But specifically in Walmart, we're going to have angel trees there. We have a couple of banks that partner with us, Ace Hardware, and a few other locations.
Fantastic. So look for those angel trees and adopt an angel and see about helping a family for the coming holidays. All right, there's another thing that Salvation Army does, and this, of course, is a national thing, and that is your Red Kettle campaign. Of course, we'll be having some bell ringers pretty soon, won't we?
Oh, yes, sir.
So talk to us about the Red Kettle campaign. When does that kick off?
That kicks off on November 20th. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. And so usually with a lot of these places, we have to ring. We have to have corporate agreements with them, with their corporate office.
Sure.
And typically, like with Walmart and Sam's Club, we cannot start till the day after Thanksgiving. But this year, because of everything that's going on, they've allowed the Salvation Army to come in and start on November 21st.
Really?
And they will also do a roundup as well at the cash register during the holiday season. So, you know, sometimes if you don't have the cash on you, you can always round up. So we're thankful for that. And also Harris Teeter is doing a roundup program during the Christmas season for us as well, something new that they've tried. But we'll be in front of a Walmart, Ingles, Big Lots, Ace Hardware, several locations throughout the county. And, yes, you'll hear those bells. And what I love about it is the fact that when people say when they hear that bell, they know it's Christmas season. It's holiday season.
Yeah.
And I think this time of year and everything we've experienced in 2020, maybe we need some of that joy to finish out the year, but just to bring the holiday season and just have that joy back in life that we have.
You know, I have to tell you guys, I've told you we have a long history with the Salvation Army here, and a number of years ago we had a bell ringing day set up at the Ace Hardware, the Carolina Ace Hardware, and one of our listeners anonymously came by and dropped a package into the Red Kettle, and it was ultimately an old engagement ring that she gave and donated, and it made the national or the our local news programs around here. It was really, really very exciting. It was really great fun. And so again, this Red Kettle campaign, more important this year probably than ever before, huh?
Oh yes, sir, absolutely. This is our biggest fundraiser throughout the year, and definitely with the need being greater, of course we would need the monetary support to continue to serve our community in the capacity we have. And Christmas is the way we do that. It's the biggest fundraiser for us.
The dollars that come into the Red Kettle campaign, are they specifically assigned to something, or are they just basically used as dollars for Salvation Army to continue to, as you call it, do the most good?
Oh, yes, sir. The money that is raised in those kettles go back into this community and help us sustain throughout the year to provide the services we do throughout the entire year.
So one of the important things about that I understand about the Red Kettle campaign is it's not only you need places to offer having the kettles out in front of the business doors, but you need people to volunteer to ring bells, right?
That is correct. We do have to put paid bell ringers out there, but we try to do the volunteers first because, of course, then we don't. That's more money we save.
Exactly.
We can get back.
Exactly.
But I also look at it too that if we have to hire someone, we're providing a job during the holiday season to help them get some income.
Sure.
That's a
really great point. It's a really great point. We want to remind folks we are talking to Captain Phillip and Sherry Stokes, our new captains here for the Salvation Army. I say new. You've been here since June, so you're not that new. Again, the Red Kettle campaign coming up. So if there are businesses out there or church Sunday school groups or any other types of groups that say, you know what, here's something we can do. We can sign up to ring bells. How do we get that information to you? How do we sign up?
The easiest way to do that is go online and go to registertoring.com and then pick out the site and the time that you would like to volunteer.
Okay.
Another option is to call our office at 828-693-4181 and ask to speak to Bill Brooker, and then we can get you set up as far as if you're not understanding how to do it, and we can walk you through each and every part of that. You can sign up as a family, a church group, a civic group. You can pick a few hours to do, not the whole day. But the biggest part is just go out and have fun and just be a blessing to someone else.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Again, that number is 693-4181. Captain Phillip and Sherry Stokes, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. We again want to say welcome to Hendersonville and Henderson County. We're glad to have you, and we look forward to continuing support the Salvation Army and all of your efforts to continue to do the most good, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Yes, sir,
absolutely. We're glad to. Don't be strangers now that you know where we are, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, Captain Phillip and Sherry Stokes with the Salvation Army want to remind you about Trunk or Treat coming up this coming Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army space downtown. Remember the Angel Tree program coming up. Look for those angel trees and see if you can't adopt an angel and adopt a family. And then the Red Kettle campaign. If you'd like to volunteer some time to ring a bell or your office or your church group or whatever or your civic organization, call them at 693-4181. And remember, when you see those red kettles, drop some change in there because it all helps the Salvation Army to continue to do the most good. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.